Michael, are you there?
Yeah, hi. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. Sorry. I was muted. We have actually begun our process based on the timetable that was sent out, and we attempted to have a round of discussion at the LSP, which managed not to get onto the actual, it was on the agenda, but we never got to it. We did have a brainstorming session with LSP members, staff members, and management about top five budget priorities, and we tend to bring that back to the last LSP meeting and again to not make it into the actual discussion. So we'll try again next month to actually have the LSP discuss that further. But we, some of the things that were identified in the brainstorm session were actually developing a video production capabilities, improving internal communications with staff, among staff, about programming possibilities, and with three others that escaped me at the moment. I'm in my car and don't have my notes with me, but if I haven't sent the report, I will send the report from that meeting to the list of the National Finance Committee. I did send it to the local station board. So, anyway, we're trying to move ahead, given that we don't have a lot of the documents. I think that's a big concern that we still have, is trying to get some of the material that we had talked about as far as actual P&Ls and solid budget figures that are not really in the monthly financials.
All right. Texas, Jim?
Madam Chair, this is Richard.
I'm going to have to leave the call, by the way.
You have to leave? Okay.
It's in an area that's got no reception. So. All right.
Okay, Michael. Yes, go ahead.
Barbara was talking about the A's activities, and I was kind of amazed that she said that you do not have a finance committee locally.
No.
Do people? Is it just a clique that does it? I mean, do people feel welcome to come in and participate? Other LSB members, do they feel welcome to participate, or is it?
Well, I don't know how they feel, but the notices go out at the time when there is some sort of draft stage at which there's things to discuss, and people do come to those meetings.
What I will say is that there is no finance committee. Our LSB doesn't really form committees. The only committees it has put together is search committees for GMs. There aren't any other committees that I'm aware of.
Oh, really?
And, well, that's just how we function. I mean, for better or for worse.
Well, we serve on PMB committees.
How we have functioned the past couple of years. In terms of the budget meetings, there advertised, there are drafts. Normally there's not a huge amount of participation from LSB members. A couple people go. The meetings have been during the day, during the week, and occasionally they're on Saturdays, so it really kind of depends on people's schedules.
We've had them in the evenings too, Tracy, or late afternoon.
Well, okay. I've said during the day while people are at work. So that's kind of the way that it's been working. But no, I think we're the only station that doesn't have a LSB Finance Committee. Okay, where were we on the budgets? So we got past KPFA, KPFK. Jim?
Texas.
Where is Texas on the budget?
Okay, we have Finance Committee tomorrow. I've got a budget. The first proposed budget for management this afternoon, and
fantastic.
That's on the agenda for tomorrow. We went through our budget priorities the last two meetings, and then we're planning on having management meet with us next month to hammer out something more to really kind of get out the details and get a firmer budget. But we will do our first review by the Finance Committee tomorrow night.
Thank you. Houston will win the race once again. We're going to have to figure out something to give you guys that merits getting your budget done way ahead of everybody else all the time. Okay, so that brings us to Washington, followed by New York. I guess Marcus isn't here. Tony, do you have any take on the budget timeline? You still here, Tony? You guys are never going to make it through these budget meetings. They go late.
Hello?
Tony?
Hi, this is Marcus. I'm here.
Oh, you're here. Good, good, good. Tell us if you have any take on when we might expect a draft budget from TFW when it will get to the LSB or whatever.
Sure. Because of the move, we haven't really made much progress, but now that we have moved to a temporary location, we will redouble our efforts, and I hope to have good reporting for you next meeting. So, stay tuned.
Okay. all right, so New York. R. Paul, what do you think the prognosis is on a 2014 budget draft?
Well, as you may have guessed, we're a little overflowing here.
Sure.
Of course, the general manager, I mean, first of all, we don't have anything from the national office for how many months?
Yep.
8-9 months now? Some long time. The audit isn't there.
Yep.
And that's what we generally base everything on. So we're kind of saying, uh-oh. We do have, I know that the general manager has a number of ideas. And I guess that we're going to have to just go with those and hope that they are not terribly different from what we see in New York.
Much higher goals.
Yep, I got somebody else in here. We'll have to hope that the the audit doesn't have any surprises for us. No guarantees on that. But we have to get together with him, and he has been doing an enormous amount of stuff. As everybody knows, he's spent the past 2 weeks meeting with our directors and the interim executive director and trying to get stuff together in terms of this report to the PNB. And I know he's been generating a lot of documents and having to look stuff up like crazy. And so it's been difficult. We will be trying to get with him and see what we can come up with. It should not be that difficult. My main concern is this, that I am concerned that we're going to see something in the audit that might upset our little boat. That could be it. I mean, if getting ahead of ourselves, if you look at things, the rent situation where we're going to have basically we're going to save about $240,000 a year over what we had been paying out.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That should be very positive for us. However, you've got this long-term, short-term thing, and that's going to be very difficult because, first of all, we are ardently hoping we get to an FY14 budget. We're going to have to budget stuff in for the beginning of FY14, and then the second half of FY14 should be different from that because they're going to have to be adjustments made. There are so many variables right now that it's going to be hard to do. So my basic bottom line is we have nothing to present to anybody right now. We're hoping we will. We're hoping that the politics of life in this area will not make it so that we can't even get to that agenda item at meetings, which is an issue. And we'll just have to poke away at it and see how decently we can do.
Manager, may I?
Yes, go ahead, Manager.
Yes, our part is right. We don't have anything to offer. But what is happening right now, the auditors are there, the station, and you know, there are auditors out there, and also they are going to meet with our new CFO and the management at BAI. And we have been, as Arpad mentioned, the working group of the PMB, which constitutes the four LSB representative at PMB, plus CFO, IED, and general manager, have been working trying to get information about what is happening in BAI, because BAI has been required to, a resolution was passed at the last two PMBs ago to come up with a 3 months and a year plan for BAI to become solvent. So that is in the process, and the working group again is going to meet in person in New York with the CFO and GM to evaluate the facts and come with some understanding and collective proposal about what needs to be done at BAI to also to make presentation to the PNB. So that is that. All of these are in the process. We are being seriously worked at, and CFO is going to be working with GM to come up with a, and all in addition to the working group, to come up with a budget and the ways to achieve them in the near future, you know, in this week, basically. Thanks.
Comment.
Okay, go ahead.
I would like to say to all, Manje and Arpal and anybody else that's listening in New York, I don't see this as a wake. You know, you guys are going through a difficult period, but you're going to come back like the phoenix from the ashes. And you've set the pace for us all in the past. I hope y'all stay positive and view this as a time to reorganize and come back stronger than ever. And we're pulling for you, you know, and be positive and step up, you know, because you're the big beam over on the in the big city. So we love you. Bye bye.
May I respond? And thanks, Richard. Actually, people are energized at BAI, you know, around BAI, and people who are active with BAI. At the same time, there are some the very difficult situation that we have at BAI, and I really appreciate it. And I've realized and noticed the attention and the caring that other stations have for BAI. And it's a very heartwarming for all of the people who are involved at whatever level at BAI to see that other station members of the network care about the station. And people are really putting all their efforts there. So we are not down, and we are all hopeful. Otherwise, we wouldn't be involved in this at all. Anyway, thank you, Richard, for your confidence in BAI.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, thank you, Richard.
All right, so I think we've been around the horn, which is good. It's 7:45. I know some people are dropping off the call. The only item that's remaining on the agenda is the syndicated pledge drive stuff, which we had some conversation about earlier. I know it's dragged on the agenda for a while. It's very much a California-specific issue, so I feel a bit reluctant to force the East Coast people to sit through it, especially when it's late, because it doesn't really apply to them except in a fairly general way. So I'm inclined to think that we can go ahead and table that to the next meeting. It's been on the agenda for a while, but I don't know that it has any particular urgency week to week. And I think what I will try to do is move it up a bit higher next time, rather than keeping it on the bottom, which is what I have been doing, because I frankly think the East Coast people will fall asleep, and it's too demanding on them, since it is very California-specific.
Barbara, for a comment.
So if that's okay, that's what I'm kind of thinking, which would take us to the edge of the meeting, and we would be meeting again the second Tuesday in June. Barbara, what's your comment?
Well, it's just that I want to reiterate what I said before. It sounds to me as though the staff is working out some of the problems that did exist. So while this stays on our agenda, I think the problem is diminishing. And perhaps between now and our next meeting, those of us in those two stations can just check in with the staff and see what do they think is happening right now.
Okay. It'll stay on the agenda until we kind of deal with it. I hope things are improving. I know last year's we had serious discrepancies between the two stations on what the amount of the funds in question were, and that was not good for anybody. Hopefully some of that is getting resolved. I still think, and we've pointed this out before, since we have other programs that are syndicated for other stations that aren't doing this kind of arrangement, that it may also be kind of a policy question, and it gets into the syndication of fund drives and a whole bunch of other issues, all of which are important, but maybe not best embarked upon at 10:45 Eastern Time. Is there anything that we didn't get through tonight that people want to kick over to the next week's agenda?
2 week agenda, right?
The next meeting agenda. Okay, then if there's no parting shots, I think we are adjourned and we will meet again the second Tuesday in June.
Night.
Night.
Okay, thanks everyone.
Thank you, good night.
Good night.
Thank you.